I will take Sadhinchane of Tyagaraja and the third and fourth of Uthukada Venkatakavi in the same breath here, because of the fact that they are centered on Lord Krishna and the Brindavanam atmosphere. Now the third one there, Sadhinchane O Manasa, even though he talks generally, much of the composition is devoted to Lord Krishna. And that is one of the reasons why that song is so bright actually among the Pancharatnam set. If you look at it, Jagadananda Karaka and Sadhinchane are probably around the more brighter compositions in the set. Dudukugala is really, it gives a totally different feel. And Kanakana Ruchira again, because of the tempo itself, even though the theme is cheerful, it really gives a more sedate feel. And also the choice of Varali itself. Whereas then if you go to Yandramanubhavalu, again it's a more reverential feel. You can't really, you know, think it with anything other than reverence and bhakti and devotion and humility kind of thing. But Sadhinchane is very bright. Choice of raga Arabhi, for one, a very fantastic raga in that bright sense. And choice of theme is one of the rare compositions where Tyagaraja has invested some time and energy on Lord Krishna. And that immediately brings a bit of hasya rasam and the humor and the cheer into the composition. Rama, of course, who was the Ishtadevata of Tyagaraja, is a much more dignified character where you have to be very respectful. You have to, you know, keep your distance from him. Even though you can scold him, do everything, you can't do with too much of humor at his expense. It's a bit very rare to get actually satirical and sarcastic with Rama. Even though Tyagaraja has pulled it off on a couple of times in compositions like Ma Janaki or Vanajanayana and Kedar Gowla, it's not something that he could indulge in very often. Whereas if you look at Uthukada Venkata Kavi, because Krishna was generally at the, you know, intimate kind of equation that he had with Krishna, many of the compositions Uthukada Venkata Kavi, you'll see a lot of hasya rasam happening. The hasya is also brought out in the Gokulam, Brindavanam kind of leelas itself that is there. And if you look at Bhagavatam, it is replete with hasirasam. And that Uthukada Venkata Kavi, if you see so many of the compositions, even some of the popular examples like Taya Yashoda, you can see the kind of complaints that the gopis actually come against with Krishna. What we don't often see is the other composition, the sequel to that, which is Illa 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 Amma, where Krishna has replied to each one of the charges laid against him by the gopis. Taya Yashoda actually has 8 charanams, not 1 or 2. 8 charanams, each one is like a legal case filed against Krishna. And in Illa 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 Amma, he actually has another 8 charanams where Krishna replies to each one of them categorically denying it in very strict legal terms. So you can see it's almost like a Perry Mason courtroom drama kind of, or John Grisham kind of thing. You can have feel that happening in that composition. Now, in Sadhinchane, Tyagaraja talks about, he brings to fore the magnificent manner of the difference between Rama and Krishna avatarams there. Rama's philosophy, do as I do. Krishna's philosophy, do as I say. Don't do as I do. So, in that final charanam, where that is really the highlight, samayaniki tagul maataladane sadbhaktiyu nadadalittlanane america gana pooja gunane alukavaddanane, all these things, that all the upadesham that he has brought out in that charanam beautifully. So vimukhulato chera bhogumanane, all this Krishna has said, be like this, be that, be this, don't go with negative people, do not get angry, show patience and fortitude when you are in crisis, don't start losing your cool in this kind of situation, all these things Krishna has said, and that's what Tyagaraja brings out. Now, what happens in Uthukada Venkata Kavi's third and fourth composition? The third one is entirely centered on Radha. If you look at South Indian composers, generally, they never gave Radha prominence at all. If you look at Dikshitar, there would hardly be mention of Radha. Rukmini, Rukmini, Rukmini is what all of them will be mentioning. Jayadeva was the one who actually gave some kind of a stature to Radha, and because You know, Venkata Kavi was highly inspired by Jayadeva, as you can see from the composition Padmavati Ramanam Jayadeva Kaviraja Bhojadeva Thuta in Puri Kalani that he has himself composed. You can see that he was inspired by Jayadeva and he composed a lot of compositions on Radha, centered on Radha as the main character. And this Madhava Hridikhelini in Kalyani is one of the brightest compositions you can see. And the choice of the raga, the kind of tunes, the beauty of the words, the elegance, the lilt of the Sanskrit there itself is very distinct from the Sanskrit that you saw in the previous composition in Gaula, for instance. Just look at that words. మాధవ హృది ఖేళిని మధురిపు సమదన వదన మధుపే జయ మాధవ హృది ఖేళిని వీతోపమాన వేణుగాన నాద సులయ రసికే నాద లయ రసికే సుల నాద సులయ లుక్ అట్ దట్ ఓన్లీ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీ లయం షీ వాజ్ ఎ కానోసియర్ షీ వాజ్ నాట్ జస్ట్ జనరల్ రసిక నాద సులయ రసికే రసాలయ నానావిధ పుష్పితాగ్ర నికుంజ సుగంధలత నికుంజ మందిర సదనే మాధవ హృది కేళిని సో ఇన్ ద పల్లవి అండ్ అనుపల్లవి యూ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ నో హూ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ ద చరణం సో హీ జస్ట్ మెన్షన్స్ రాధే ఇన్ ద చరణం ఓన్లీ then that becomes anchor charanam and all other charanams are built. Let's just look at the sahityam alone of some of these charanams. Shrikari premakhanda mandala samrajyadhipate శ్రీహరి ప్రేమ అఖండ మండల సామ్రాజ్య అధిపతే రాధే
శ్రీహరి ప్రేమ అఖండ మండల సామ్రాజ్య అధిపతే సప్తవింశతి ముక్త మలిక శోభిత
సప్తవింశతి ముక్తామాలిక శోభిత కందరె లుక్ అట్ ద ఐ ఫర్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఓవర్ దేర్ ఆఫ్ ద పోయట్ 27 నెక్లెస్ స్టడెడ్ విత్ 27 పర్ల్స్ సప్తవింశతి ముక్తామాలిక శోభిత కందరె సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ముక్తామాలధరే కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ వెరీ వెరీ స్పెసిఫిక్ ద కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వివిడిటీ విత్ విచ్ హీ హాస్ ఇమాజిన్డ్ రాధా యాజ్ అ క్యారెక్టర్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ అవుట్ ఇన్ సచ్ స్మాల్ థింగ్స్ నౌ లెట్ అస్ లుక్ అట్ ద థర్డ్ చరణం
నిందిత సారసరి బుకిరణ వికసితో జ్వలయుత మనసి
నిందిత సారసరిపు కిరణ సారసరిపు సారస లోటస్ ఎనిమీ ఆఫ్ లోటస్ ఇస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి మూన్ ఇన్ పొయెటిక్ టర్మ్స్ నిందిత సారసరిపు కిరణ ధవళ రదన ద టీత్ is so white that it puts to shame the moon, the whiteness of the moon.
Nindita sarasari bugirana dhavadaradana vigasito jvalayuta manasijar.
Manasijar Radhe, he says. She is more an imagination, character of imagination.
Manasijar.
Manmatha is also known as Manasijar. Next one.
నగదర గోపవధూ జన కుదుకటకం ప్రగర సమ సామీకర సరసిజ కరంగు కాల కల కల నవమణి వలయర
రసయుత రస విరస
Then, next one.
கரதல கமல அதி சமய சித மாதவ மணிமய குண்டல கேலித.
Here you see the Gopucheti that has been just suggestively used by the composer.
Sazanini dadaba, nini dadaba, dadaba, dadaba magari gama padanisa. Karatala kamale, radhitamaye, jidamadava manimaya kundana kedi. Sukarnike prabhita, subhashita shuti yugale, sarasara sarasane radhe.
Sarasara sarasane radhe.
சுகர்ணிகே பிரபீதத் சுபாஷித ஸ்ருதி யுகலே சர சர சரசனே ராதே வசயுத ரசவிலாசே.
So like this the song goes on. The fourth one, Balasarasamurali in Keeravani, is probably the most often rendered Saptaratna Kriti in compositions also by many musicians. Again, that quality of Sanskrit, you just see the very opening. If you look at just the index of Tyagaraja Kritis and Uthikada Venkatakavi's Kritis, you don't need to see the full songs. Just open the index page and just see only the opening words of the compositions. Something that all of you can try it out. If you just only look at the opening words of these compositions, you'll see the kind of imagination they had just by looking at the openings that they gave in the songs. So here, whether they composed on Shiva or Vishnu or Kartikeya or Vinayaka, you can see the same kind of intimacy. If you look at Tyagaraja, for instance, when he composes about Lord Subramanya Swami, he says, Neevanti Devamu Shadanana Nenindu Ganara. Something that he has said shamelessly to Rama so many times. I have never seen anybody like you. All these things. But he had no problem saying the same to Lord Subramanya in this composition, Todi.
Nivanti daivamu nushadanandanenangu ganara.
Similarly,
ilalo pranatati garudanuchu pedavaridire shankarudanini kujidalo.
Whoever gave you the name Pranatartihara. So just look at the liberty that he is taking in being able to be sarcastic with him in this kind of composition. And that too with Shiva. So you have to watch out there. So similarly, if you look at this beautiful composition, Balasarasa Murali, just look at the beautiful opening there.
Balasaras murali sudaya rasabhava madhura lagare vihara.
Balasaras murali sudharasa bhava madhura lagari vihara. Gopalasaras murali. So the charanams that he has composed has a small rhythmic twist over there. Some of the charanams will come on the samam. Some will come before the beat and land on Gopala Sarasamurali. So let's look at some of these charanams. Actually, sing the Anupalavi also. So let's look at some of these charanams. Rajalola Madhukala Kanaka Dukula. Look at that kind of alliteration and the rhyme and everything that you can see effortlessly brought over there. Kanaka Dukula. Dukula actually means clothes. is not a word that you often see in Carnatic music. Sometimes he also uses a word like akalpa. Again, that is also cloth, dress. So, the vocabulary that Venkatakavi had for familiar words, he would have so many different kinds of options to use. And similarly, for familiar sounding words, he will use it in a very different context also, which you will see in the next saptaratna. So,
Niravadi Ramyasmera Mukhambuja Kusumita Kalhala Sarasa Murali Kamaniya Adhika Jastata Kakeshita Maharada Naiva Vibhita Kupavanu Chanara Amana Manogara Rasa Vigara Damara Sumala Kupala Sarasa Murali.
So here it starts before the beat. He lands before the beat and comes with Gopala on the Pallavi over there.
Sajjana Muni Gana Sura Sanyuta Govardhana Giridhana
Shishira Bhuvana Vana Gantana Manigana Kirana Jvalita Maya Kundala Mandita Kanda Mudara Gopala Sarasa
Murali.
Next charanam, he actually brings, because this composition is not only on Krishna but also about the music, he actually brings into table a couple of gamakas. If you see a lot of compositions of both Tyagaraja and Uthukada Venkatakavi, you will see a lot of references to music. But specifically in the case of Uthukada Venkatakavi, you will see even technical terms being used. For example, in this he uses words like ahatam, pratyahatam, kind of gamakas.
Vallavi radhikalaga godana madhura madhukara shikanda kajana Vallavi radhikalaga godana
madhura madhukara shikanda kajana Mrigadaka vairi sulakadana bhushana Mrigamada tilaka samujjvara
khala Mrigagada vairi sulakadana bhushana Mrigamada tilaka samujjvara
khala Mrigagada mani gana pravaga virachi
లలితాగత
ప్రత్యాగతమయ స్వరజాల. సో లైక్ దిస్ కాంపోజిషన్ డ్వెల్స్ ఆన్ దట్. Parallelly, if you see Tyagaraja, the kind of bright atmosphere he has created in Sadhinchane, Samayani Kitagumata, all this is, even though it's well known, let's just look at a couple of charanams.
Manithala sada sokkaje yukanu mrokkaje paramatmuda yuga kaya shodhathane yudanju mudambunanu muddu bettanu uchun harisamayaniki.
Immediately you get to the Telugu, the almost like a colloquial type of Telugu that Tyagaraja has used in this composition. Then look at the same thing.
Parama bhakta vatsaludu suguna paravarunda janma manavu kalipadhara dirchu padanu tune hridambu jamuna jojo chun gagasamayaniki Hare Rama Chandra Gokulesha Mridu Subhasa Shesha Jaya Paranari Sodara Jaminaja Turakanaja Rajanu Taniramaya Pagana Sarasiru Vedalakshayanu Vedu Kunnanamuta Provakanu Samayani
Tumumatala Dena.
So that goes on. And coming back to the next Pancharatna Kriti in Varali, you can immediately see that entire mood change because of the quality of the tempo.
Kanakanaruchi Kanakanaruchi Vasanani nilu kene kene ruchi
If you look at that, the theme is very cheerful, of course.
ముఖ కలగలిగినె సీత కొలుగు చూడకను జూచే నిన్ను కనకే.
సో హియర్ యు సీ, లెట్స్ లుక్ అట్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ వన్.
మృగ మదలమ శుభని తెలవర జటయో క్షఫలద పవమన సుదుడు.
జస్ట్ టేక్ దట్ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, జటాయు మోక్ష ఫలద. హీ ఫేక్ దర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ సేయింగ్ జటాయు మోక్ష ప్రద ఆర్ సంథింగ్. వై ఐఎమ్ బ్రింగింగ్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ పాయింట్ ఈస్ ద ఎఫర్ట్లెస్ ఈజ్ విత్ విచ్ great vagyekaras would be able to fill in the exact number of syllables required to maintain the flow of the music. So moksha prada is a normal thing that, or moksha pradayaka, all this kind of mokshadayaka, moksha anugraha, all these kind of things can be used. But moksha phalada, he is saying, because three syllables, and he is using that three syllables of laghu. That means laghu means the short syllables, three short syllables over there. That madhyama kalam, even though it's a vilamba kala composition, it's still madhyama kala charanam and sahityam there.
Jatayu moksha phalada pavamana sutodo nidu mahimadilpa సీత తెలిసి వలచి రీతి
లైక్ దట్
కమించి ప్రేమ మీర పదముల నీరు పద కమలముల బటుకొను వాడు సాక్షి రామన మరసికుడు కైలాస సదనుడు సాక్షి మరియు నారద పరాశర శుక శౌనక పురందర నగజ దేవ జముఖ్యులు సుందరేశ సుఖ కలశ బుదివస శ్రుతులే కలే.
సో లైక్ దిస్ ఇట్ గోస్. So let's go to what Venkata Kavi has done in this next two composition. He has entirely devoted to Shiva and devotees of Shiva. Todi is the fifth Saptaratna Kriti.
Jata Dhara Shankara Deva Deva Jata Dhara Shankara Deva Deva శశాంకర మంగళకర గంగాధర భుజంగ వలయితరంకర శశాంకర మంగళకర గంగాధర భుజంగ వలయితరంకర.
సో లుక్ అట్ దిస్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ మెలోడిక్ ఫీచర్ వేర్ హి హాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ కెప్ట్ అనదర్ సంగతి ఫర్ మధ్యమ కాలం ఇట్సెల్ఫ్. Now, Shashankara Mangala Kara Gangadhara Bhujanga Valayita Alankara Shashankara Mangala Kara Gangadhara Bhujanga Valayita Alankara Jetara. So the way in which Uthukada Venkata Kavi visualized Madhyama Kalam itself is almost like all other composers visualizing normal speed itself. There are so many, in fact, even on Rasikas, I think somewhere I had posted almost 8 or 10 different ways in which Venkata Kavi had composed Madhyama Kalams. The treatment of Madhyama Kalam itself as a subject I had posted. So there are compositions where he uses it in between sections. There are times where he uses sangatis like this. In fact, there is another composition in Abhogi, for instance, where he actually has one part of the Madhyama Kalam constant by changing the other parts of it. The tune, one part of the tune and the Sahityam, he keeps constant but keeps changing the rest of it. Remember that? Mahasaya Gopanandana Madhya Pranayana Kitena Mahasaya Gridaya Gopanandana Madhukara Champaka Vana Vihara మధుకర చంపక వన విహార So you saw three different variations, what I have classified as Sahitya Sangatis. It's not just the Sangati of the melody, but the Sahityam being used as a different Sangati. That concept of a Sahitya Sangati was beautifully handled by Venkata Kavi. So here you see that he has, this is not a Sahitya Sangati in Jatadhara, it's only a Sangati in the whole Madhyama Kalam as such. Let's look at Anupalavi. Naitanananda Chidambarananda Chidambarananda Nagali Vigaya Swayachanda Naitanananda Chidambarananda Nagali Vigaya Swayachanda Puranga kolagada tandava kalata Vilakirata girija sameta girija sitikanta Untandava rajaka Then again the anchor charanam Valaya lokam Madhulaya Valaya Parama Payavana Bhakta Janayavana Payanayam Adunaya Mabara Bhagadisa 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 Isarigama Payanayam Again a bit of that suggestion of that Gopu Chaiti over there. Madamayadaruka vanamuni manogarani puna bhagadana dhanadana palayalokam adunaya Pamarajana kumura chandra bhayaneya nilakanta vishaturanga paranesa pasadara madagara bhagurayadayaka madumurayasa nudam palayalokam Niravadi kamani ramani ramani Mukha jala jamadupa mukha sharana Gaga janapana Tamasadi garabhasadara chandra pancha mukha Now look at this bit of Sanskrit here. Tamasadi garabhasadara chandra pancha mukha